listener.
KickPod acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land in which we're recording this podcast, the Yulukut Woolen Clan of the Boonwurrung, who are part of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to our elders, past and present, and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Welcome to the KickPod, your D&M on the stuff that matters,
but also the stuff that doesn't. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello.
Hello.
We need a warning for this episode. We're in the middle of shoot week and yes, we are DeLulu.
Physically and emotionally drained, but also at the same time, it's very enjoyable, may I say. I do love shoot weeks.
If anyone's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's true.
Shoot week is when we shoot kick workouts and we shoot them, like a lot of them in 1 week because yes, we build the sets. It's quite a large week and you just, you build your mental resilience. But I have to tell you something that happened last night because I'm going a bit crazy because my body is very sore.
I can imagine.
And so I'm not really sleeping because like I just feel like the pain in my muscles.
Oh, no.
Especially my damn calf muscles. But anyway, we woke up and he was like, I was like, oh, how did you sleep? And he was like, I hardly slept last night, Laura. I thought you were going to kill me. And I was like, what do you mean, Dalton? And he said, you kept like the entire night. I didn't get a break from it. In your dreams, which I have no recollection of this, and I don't share my dreams. Anyone that listened to the dream podcast where I said don't share them, I have to share these. So I was sleep talking the entire night.
Oh God.
Apparently when you're exhausted,
that's when
you're more likely to 100%. Do it. I have a ring on my finger that does like a health tech type ring. And I was getting my finger with the ring and I was pointing it at him, putting it on his body, saying, I'm going to electrocute you for the entire night. What the fuck?
What? What?
He was like, Laura, I had to go and sit in the bathroom because I was so like, what the F are you doing?
Oh my God. Yeah, it is when you're like really, really tired that either like terrible nightmares or like you just don't sleep at all or that.
What the fuck?
Sleep talking.
I'm so, and I kept saying, stop pushing me, stop pushing me. And then when I put my finger on him, I went, zzz.
Oh my God, you're a psycho.
He was like, you're fucking possessed.
Really? You are?
Anyway, I'm so embarrassed. Poor Dalton, the poor thing. Now he's going to go through his day today with no sleep.
Yeah.
Also, the fact he didn't even feel safe in our bedroom. And I was like, you know, I can't electrocute with my finger. And he's like, I know, but it was just really weird.
He should have just gone to the spare bed.
Yeah, but we never clean. We haven't washed the shit.
Well, and it's the dogs.
The dogs go in there all the time. And so I do wash the sheets like once a month and no one sleeps
in
there.
But sleeping in there,
But yeah, anyway, so I just had, that is where I'm at in terms of delusion.
Yeah.
I'm zapping, electrocuting my poor husband in his sleep.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
It's over soon.
Now, a non-dream update for you. This one makes me so happy that I have to sing it, but don't worry, I won't sing the whole thing. That'll be a bit
try
weird.
And sing the whole
update. No one wants to hear that. Okay, Kick Run Club is back. I just wanted to sing that bit. Okay, I am so excited. This is my favorite time of year. Mm. We do this at Kick a few times a year where we launch Kick Run Club, and anyone who wants to start their running journey or continue or go back to it wherever you are, whatever stage you are at, we all start together. And it doesn't matter where you are or how far you run, we're here with you every step of the way. We've got a 3, a 5, a 10, and a 21-kilometer run program.
Mm-hmm.
So 0 to 3, 0 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice, your journey. They're all 8 weeks long, 3 runs a week, audio guided by me. We are partnering with New Balance to help you run your way again, which I'm so excited about.
Oh, it's just the best. It's so nice to see the community come together. And it's like often I feel, especially with something like a program or even like a challenge, something you want to commit to, it is always that much easier when you know others are in it with you. And that is what the Kick Run Club is all about. So as Laura said, no matter where you are in your running journey or if you haven't even started yet, that's perfect. We've got the program for you to follow along with the community. So set your alarms. Kick Run Club starts next Monday, the 18th of March. We will all just kick off our run journeys together.
I love it. And if you are waiting for a sign to start your running journey, if you want to be a runner, you are a runner. If you're able to run, you are a runner. And if you want a sign, this is your sign. So join us next Monday.
I'm so excited.
Woohoo.
Laura, Because the other day I witnessed something that just brought me so much joy, and I wanted to bring it up on the podcast because it reminded me of the very important thing that we should all do more often, and that is to stop and smell the roses. And what I mean by that is just be present in the moment and find joy in the little things. And I think the people that are the best example of this are toddlers or young children. They are excited by anything. Last night I told Harvey he was getting frozen grapes, like as a bit of a dessert after his dinner. And the joy in his face over frozen grapes, I was like, wow, it looks like I've told you I'm taking you to Disneyland. Like, it was so beautiful. They're so grateful for everything. Their attention to detail of everything going around in the world is amazing. And I feel like since he's come into the world, I've been more aware too. But what I saw the other day, which I feel like would have made anyone smile, was this woman walking her dog. And she had her headphones in. It was quite a main road. Like, it's not like it was a side street, not many people driving by. We were like at the lights. It was quite a trail of traffic. And she was just confidently, basically like strutting as she was walking and singing her lungs out to a song. I couldn't quite make out what the song was, but it's not like she was an incredible singer or anything like that. She was just doing it like she didn't care. She didn't care if people were looking at her. She was kind of smiling while she did it. She then stopped at the lights, pressed the button and did a little like move and like was dancing as she was singing. And I just looked at her and I was like, that is amazing. There's so much joy happening over the corner of this street. And I just felt so full of joy and I loved it. It was so lovely.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's isn't it special when you say that and you can, and then you feed off their energy and you're like, oh, go you. And they're just owning who they are.
Yeah.
They don't care about anyone watching them. And you're just like, oh.
So it just brought me so much joy. So we reached out to you guys, the community, for just some things that have brought you joy lately. And we are just so excited to read some of them out. So I'll get started with this one, which is so sweet. My partner dancing in the kitchen with our dog, not realizing I was watching.
Oh,
that's sweet. That's really sweet. That would make me smile too. Oh, I love this one. Take away coffee lids with positive messages like today is your day to smile.
That's amazing.
I feel like messages on coffee cups really go a long way.
That is really cute. If someone writes it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That's so nice. Hot air balloons over the Yarra Valley. Every time I see a hot air balloon, I think, what a wonderful experience whoever's in that balloon is having today. And I'm so happy for them.
Happy for
every
them.
Time. I feel at peace. True. Watching my dog run across the open field makes me so happy. He has space and freedom. This one, every time I take Bill and Ben to the beach and we walk along the path and then they run on the beach and they just leap.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have this fitness capacity in any other place. Like at the park, they after 2 minutes, they both just lie down and stare at me and don't walk anymore. At the beach, they just bound.
It's
and
so
I'm like,
true.
Oh, you're so free and happy. And I just smile.
Yeah. It's so nice, isn't it? Okay. This one is cute. I love seeing this, but a couple in their 80s holding hands and kissing in a shop. I just feel like when I see an old couple just like so happy and like just affectionate towards each other, there's just something very sweet about it. I don't know. It's just like, reminds me that like long lasting true love really does exist, which I love. I mean, unless they found themselves together in the last year,
they
that's okay
have.
Too.
But it's nice to see you can still
happiness.
Have that beautiful romance
exactly.
later in life.
So beautiful. Oh, this is also sweet. I saw a man pushing his wife in a wheelchair and the back of his t-shirt read, "My wife has dementia. Please say hello to her."
That's really special. An old man eating alone at a cafe that had great conversations with my 3-year-old. I love that. I think the reason there's a lot of people sent in things about older people in here. And I think that's because they are very present and they do stop and smell the roses. They're not in a rush.
Yeah.
They can go out. They're okay to go out for lunch on their own and enjoy it and feel at peace and not need to, obviously, because they haven't grown up with phones, be on their phone. Old people are really special. I remember.
We can learn a lot from them.
It was a few months ago, but I was getting off the train in South Yarra, busy street. Everyone was going to work, like hustling and bustling. And I looked over and there was an older man eating an ice cream. Like, I don't know what ice cream shop was open because it was like one with a cone and like scoop on top.
Yeah.
And he was looking at that ice cream, enjoying every single lick. And it just made me be like, you know what? Who needs to follow the rules that you can't have ice cream at 8 a.m. in the morning on a Monday? And it just made me so happy. I was like, it's like people living their life their way and not worrying about judgment or like fitting into a standard. It just makes me so happy.
And it's funny, isn't it? Because every time we think of some of these things and noticing these little things, they're not massive things, right? But you're seeing someone, as you said, Laws, just be so happy and content in themselves and in the present moment. They're just great reminders for us to do the same. Another one, these two old ladies in the beach laughing so hard that they kept falling into the water.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, that's a really sweet one. Seeing my sister in love.
That's nice. It is really special to see people we love in love, isn't it?
Okay, this is a good one to end on, guys. Seeing a dad and his daughter having the night of their lives at the Eras Tour. That's sweet.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I, well, maybe the dad is a Swiftie. Like, yeah, you never know. Because I saw all those memes about there was like, I don't know, 5% of people at the concert, the dads who were there like facing the, like just there like with their kids to bring them.
Yeah.
But, you know, he could have been a Swiftie or he could have just had so much joy from seeing his daughter so happy.
I saw a lot of parents just staring at their kids the whole time. Like,
so
it would be such a special memory to share with them. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for sharing this in. I feel like that just made me smile, this segment. And hopefully it made you smile too. Might bring it back. Keep bringing in your happy stories. Maybe post them in our Facebook group just so that everyone else can see. As they come up in your day, if you notice something that made you smile or brought you joy, feel free to share it with us.
1, 2, 3. Okay, guys, this is a rogue segment. But do you know what? It's rogue. Yeah. But it's something that I know every single person listening, you have thought about this. I know you have. And if you tell me you haven't, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. So what we are going to talk about, we are a little bit Delulu, but that's okay. I feel like this is a good segment to do today.
Yes.
So we were talking to Alice the other day, our wonderful content creator at Kick. You would know Alice if you follow our Kick TikTok or Instagram. Mm. And Alice was at the Stax event with us. And we were talking about the toilets at the event, which were very
they
nice.
They were great.
Horton Pavilion, lovely, clean toilets. And Alice, we were talking about, do you hover, sit, or line the toilet seat with toilet paper on a public toilet?
Yes, they are the three options, aren't they?
Can I say?
Yeah.
I think this is something that depending on what your parents, if you grew up, your guardian, your parent, whatever they told you was what you needed to do is what has, is why you would do one of these things.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
What do you do?
Well, so it depends on the state of the bathroom. Like there's some public toilets that are very clean, like the ones in this office. I sit on them. I don't line them. I don't hover over them. Like sometimes I'm like, yeah, it looks fairly clean and I'll just sit on down. If I see wee on the seat, I am a hoverer. There's no way I'm like wiping that off and then lining the toilet seat because then I'm technically touching someone else's wee. So I'll just hover over that. But I think I'm always a hoverer. I think I've only lined it a few times and it's just because I saw it on a TV show one day and I was like, okay, that kind of works. But I didn't like it. I feel like I slipped off the seat a little bit.
I line.
Do you?
I line
every time you're in a public toilet.
No, you're right. If it's depending on how clean it is or not.
Yeah.
It is port-a-loo, a bit weird if
hover
you sit
every time.
Oh. You can't even sit on a port-a-loo toilet because usually they don't have a toilet seat. It's just like
what the fuck? Toilet port-a-loos are you going to that doesn't have a toilet
sometimes
seat?
People steal them and then you
okay.
Or sometimes they're really thin and just a bit like a port-a-loo. If it's, I mean, not that I go to a lot of festivals.
I was going
to
say.
But by the end of the night, if a port-a-loo's been busy and there's only, even at a wedding, they're usually in a bad
horrible
state.
Horrible state. Yeah.
There's usually wee on the ground. I would prefer to go on the bush, to be honest.
It's true.
Port-a-loo. But. So what mum always said, like, don't sit on the toilet seat.
Right.
But it's also, I would love to know why. Because is it the germs on the, like, obviously someone's weed on it. It's a bit gross.
Yeah, it's probably just that.
But do we have like germs on our bum that like if we sit on someone else's germs that then something could happen to us?
I don't know.
Because it's just skin.
I think it's just like it might be a bit yucky if someone else's weighs on it because our hands are the dirtiest place of all. Our hands are actually dirtier than a toilet seat. Did you know that?
I did.
We hold more germs on our hands than toilet seats. Did your mum get you to wrap your hands up in toilet paper?
But that's so I line. But I if there's wee, I obviously clean it off first because like you don't want to like But anyway, I'm a liner. If it's not, if it's because I like to, I can't. I don't know. I'm not really good at hovering.
But
maybe
you're also
it's my
not,
bad squat.
Yeah, I was
going to
say you don't really like a squat hold. So
yeah. So I just don't really. I don't
see
really
me.
Like
I'm like
it.
Okay, sweet. Got a 30-second squat hold. You can do this.
So funny. But I feel like every time you go in, you're like, oh my god, what should I do now? And if you sit down and the toilet seat was already warm, it's like
someone was there.
But I kind of appreciated it. I'm like, thanks, hun, or person that was in here before.
That's so funny.
Now, what about the flush button? Because that's because that's our hands. People have touched things, especially if the flush button is a bit damp.
See, I don't care about it because if I'm at a public toilet, I know we've spoken about how we don't always wash our hands.
Wait, do you not flush?
Listen to
me. Oh, my God. Have you ever got in a toilet?
Let me finish. Let me finish. I don't care about it because I know I'm about to wash my hands. So, like, I don't really give a shit if there's germs on the flush button. Like, I'm about to wash my hands. So, I don't really see it as, like, a thing. The flushes that I hate, however, are the automatic flushes. The other day, I leant forward to get a tampon out of my bag, and within that movement of like leaning forward, it flushed twice on me, which meant that because I was leaning forward, the flush just like splashed up my back and into my bum, and it was the most uncomfortable thing ever because then I felt like I had to wipe my entire lower body. Anyway, so I'm not a fan of the automatic ones.
I don't know if you flush. Now I'm like, does Steph flush?
I told you, I flush. I just don't care about the germs. That's what I was saying.
You know what also I hate? And well, like, you know, I get it because sometimes there's not a lot of space where the toilet is, so it has to, you have to do it in one. But the toilets that are a flush and hand basin in one, so the hand basin is in the
like
flush
when
area.
You flush, that's
you
usually
flush,
bottle-loose.
And then the water comes out at the, but the hand basin is on the top of
yes.
the toilet.
Yeah.
So then if you wash your hands and you shake it, yeah. then it goes on the toilet and it looks yeah. like you weed on the toilet. And then you wipe it with the paper and you have to wash it again, and it's a horrid cycle to
it
be
is.
In.
It's so true.
Isn't it funny?
Do you line your finger when you flush the button?
Yeah, yeah. Always.
Wait, you line your
yeah,
you flush
if it's
the
dirty,
toilet
100%.
With toilet paper, you just touch like
yeah,
that.
And then I put it in the toilet quick because it'll quickly flush.
Oh.
And then I'll also use my jumper sleeve to open the thing if
yeah,
it's not.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like, I won't touch. But then I will obviously wash my hands. But sometimes there's not even soap in public toilets. So you got to be.
You know what's really interesting?
What?
I feel like I'm a lot less hygienic when it comes to germs than
yes.
you. But you're
yes.
sick more than me.
Yes, but I think we can get sick for multiple reasons.
Maybe that's something. Maybe you're overdoing it.
Maybe. Or maybe you don't actually get sick from touching toilet seats. Anyway, okay, last thing. Everyone's like, how much can you talk about toilets? Okay, so this is something that actually like blew my mind. So there was a viral video.
I
know. Well, to close your ears. You have to take your headphones off. There was a viral video last year testing samples of shaking your hands dry versus using a hand dryer. Now, me, I shake my hands dry. Hand dryer, I just don't usually have the patience for it unless it's a super fast Dyson one. But after 3 days, the sample with the hand dryers had accumulated bacteria and the hand shaking had none.
I wonder what it is about it.
Maybe like it's
why?
The hot air.
Huh.
I don't know, but that's not good.
That's interesting.
That is not good.
Yeah, no, I actually don't know why I bother with hand dryers because I literally go under there for 2 seconds. Like I don't actually wait the whole 10 seconds or however long you meant to do. And then I shake anyway. Like I might as well just shake from the get-go.
True.
Now I'm just getting germs for no reason.
True. Okay, last thing, Steffi, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Do you answer your phone in the toilet?
Depends who it is. If it's you or Josh, I would. Or if it's my mum, I would.
In the toilet? Like why?
Totally. Or if it's Martha
okay.
or Alana,
public
basically.
Cubicle.
Oh,
there's other people in the toilets.
Oh, if I do that, I'll be like, I need to call you back. Or I'll just message them and say, I need to call you back.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I've answered and I'll be like, I need to call you back. Like if it's a call I've been expecting,
yeah.
again, from someone close to me, I would not pick up the phone in the toilet to anyone like work-wise or anything like that. I'd be like, they would hear the echo and that would just be awkward. But yeah, I'd just be like, I'll just give you a call back if it's like you or Josh or something.
Oh, there you go.
Sometimes I find that easier than texting them.
I don't answer on the in the public toilet.
Oh, see, I don't really have a problem. Like if I hear someone on the phone in the next to me, I'm like, well, they're enjoying themselves.
I remember once, and I think once you were like, and I mean, I feel like I've done this to you too, but I remember the first time you did it, you were like, oh, I'm just doing a poo.
Yeah, I muted myself.
We've been on the phone for like 30 minutes and you're like, sorry, wait, I just have to flush.
Because when I'm on the phone to you, Laura, you don't understand. You don't breathe between sentences. You don't give me a chance to be like, hang on, I just need to go to the toilet. So I was like, fuck,
no,
she's on a roll. I'm just going to go. She won't even notice.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I've got to breathe more then. I've got to breathe more.
No, it's fine. It just means that I can, like, sneak in things like that and you won't even know it until you ask me a question that I'm like,
oh, my goodness.
What is it time for? Special share.
What is it time for? Special share. Hello for the special share. We definitely don't say hello. Guys, this is lucky we had a disclaimer at the start. We're losing the plot this week. Okay, Steffi, what have you got for us?
Okay, I feel like this might be the second week in a row that I have recommended a Jay Shetty podcast. Maybe?
I don't know.
I think, well, yep, Lindsay, producer Lindsay's nodding along being like, yes, it is. Okay, so big fan of Jay Shetty and his podcast On Purpose. A recent episode he did with Ed Milet, who I hadn't heard of, but he's in, I think he's in his 50s and he's very well known for this kind of stuff. So I think I'm going to like look into his stuff a bit more. But the title of the episode is Number One Habit to Become an Expert at Time and Energy Management. And I listened in it thinking, okay, I'm going to get a lot out of this because I'm really trying to work through exactly that at the moment. And I kind of took other things from it. He covered quite a lot in there. So I want to kind of list some of the different segments that they covered and then talk a little bit about his method for time management because it's not necessarily something I'm going to take away, which was quite funny because it's okay. The whole reason I wanted to listen to it in the first place. But basically, different things that they chat about is like in life, most of the time we move towards things that we are familiar with and comfortable with, how we can stop creating stress and chaos. This guy, Ed, he sounds like a pretty high achiever and like has always worked really, really hard, but he's gone through a lot of stages of burnout and working way too hard. And I think now that he's older, he's like realized, like even with his like morning routine and stuff like that, he tried to do like everything that was good for you within a certain time frame and has realized that that's not necessarily like the best thing for him. So he speaks through that sort of stuff really well. Are you always making people feel something? Which I really liked when they chatted to that. Speaking the truth to people in a kind way. And knowing that we're all born to do something great with our life. So when he spoke about bending and manipulating time for time management, the way he structures his days is in, I believe there were 6-hour blocks. So like, what he would do is that he has like 3 days in one day. That's how he sees it. So he works, he'll manage his day, and it's not just work, like it's you know, his routine, his gym, like anything in his life. But between 6 and 12, that's one day. Because what that enables him to do is in the middle of the day, he gets to reset, he gets to analyze like how productive he was or how he's happy with his day or whatever, and then restart the day in the middle of the day to then finish it strong till 6 p.m. And then again, it's 6 till midnight. But again, it's not all work. It's like other stuff as well. But it's like he has 3 days in the one day. And he said the reason why is we are still working towards the same kind of time frame and time constraints as we were 50, 70 years ago. But like, look how far technology has come. So like, for example, writing something on a typewriter where you would have had to start again if you got one mistake wrong and having to do that took a lot more time than sending off an email now. So just different things like that. He's like, so it's made him be tighter with his time, and it doesn't mean that he's added more to his plate necessarily, but he's like allowed himself less time to do things because things can be done quicker because he finds that even if he only has a few tasks to do in the day, if he has the whole day to do it, he drags it out or he gets distracted or whatever. So it's a really interesting concept. So I liked the episode. So yeah, highly recommend it.
One question. What time does he go to bed?
Well, I don't know, because he said that it wasn't all necessarily work stuff. So like it could be in his schedule between 6 and 12 to go to bed at 10. Like it's that's how he breaks up the days.
Because that makes me really tired thinking of 3 days in one.
I think he said he used to do 8 hours. So he'd split the day in like two 8-hour blocks or something like that. And now this is working better for him or something. I don't know.
Well, thank you. I'll listen to that. It sounds really good.
Interesting anyway.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. That's mine yours. Is also a podcast. Mm. So this is a podcast that I go in and out of depending. It's one of my favorite podcasts of all time, but depending on the guests that they have, I will like get into one a lot, like quite a lot. Yep. And then I'll be like, oh, I've got to listen to more because I remember how much I love it. And then I'll listen to a few that I don't really know. And then I'll, you know,
yeah,
in and out of it, and have been in and out of this podcast for generally 5 years. And this episode was recommended by Zara McDonald on Shameless. Mm. It is called, and it was like, I was like, oh, I need to go and listen to this podcast again. How I Built This.
Oh, yeah.
With Guy Raz.
Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic podcast. How I Built This, if you don't know about it, it is a business podcast where Guy interviews founders on their story. And it's very different. It's not a business podcast where they spend the whole time speaking about like P&Ls and things like that. They speak about the founder's journey through their whole life and how they got to where they got to. And what I find really interesting in a lot of the stories is a lot of the founders, including the one I'm going to recommend today, had another career before they started this business. Like there's some of them that started their business at 60.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful reminder that we don't need to do it's things a by a certain age. Yeah. Exactly. This one that I loved is with Tiffany Masterson, the founder of Drunk Elephant.
Oh, yes. I've heard really good things about
You would her. Love this episode. Yeah. I think you'd really like it. What I really liked about it was she had a little bit of experience before she started Drunk Elephant, but obviously not like the CEO of L'Oreal, but not a lot of experience, a little bit, not a lot. And she started Drunk Elephant in her 40s as a stay-at-home mum. Mm-hmm. And it was in 2013. And then 6 years later, she sold it for $845 million.
Wow.
In 6 years. And she was the fastest growing brand ever in Sephora. She was told by so many people, I mean, this is such a common thread in, and I think it's also a very big lesson in life generally, but often when you listen to founders, I mean, we've went through this so many times. Yeah. People will tell you that, no, like market's that's not going to happen. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not possible. Why do you think this would work?
Yeah.
You don't have the skills for this. How's basically every single kind of reason, barrier, why you shouldn't do it. And often this advice comes from very experienced people. So it's very hard in that instance to be like, no, I'm going to trust myself and I am going to go against all of these experienced people and I'm going to do it because I believe that I can. And then that's what Tiffany did. And look what she grew. Like no brand has ever done that in Sephora before and she did it.
Mm.
And it was just a fantastic, fantastic story of someone that started something at a different, you know, some people are like, oh, I have to start a business by the time I'm 30. Otherwise, like I've taken too long. Absolutely not. No. Anyway, it's a great, great, great story of a fantastic product that cut through because of her vision for it. And I really like listening to it. I really recommend it. Even if you find sometimes business podcasts is not your cup of tea, I think this one's definitely. It's listening to a story basically. So I highly recommend that episode.
Amazing. Thanks, Laws. I'll definitely listen to that one.
I think you really like it.
I think she's really been doing a little bit of public speaking lately and I've heard really good things about people who have like listened to her. So that's awesome. I'm glad. Thank you for sharing. Okay, guys. Well, that's pretty much it from us today. But I did want to give a shout out to the Kick Bump episode coming out this Wednesday. It is with one of our incredible HIIT trainers, Brooke Jowett. And if you're not sure who Brooke Jowett is, outside of being a Kick trainer, she was also on Australian Survivor twice in 2016 and 2019 and The Challenge Australia. So you might know her from TV, but she is now a mama. And so I'm getting her on to talk all about her birth and how she went postpartum and everything in between.
Well, I can't wait to listen to that one. Thank you guys. Remember the Run program, the Run Club is starting on Monday next week. So get ready. This is your sign to start your running journey. I'm so excited. Okay. We will be in your ears on Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.